You're standing before what must be thought of as the single most important work by Valentin, painted for the great Basilica of St. Peter's.
Two Roman soldiers had been assigned to guard the imprisoned apostles, Peter and Paul. During the apostles' confinement, the soldiers converted to Christianity. Their furious commander ordered them to sacrifice to an idol, the base of which occupies the upper left. When they refused, they were tied to a rack and tortured.
The extraordinary thing about this picture is this cyclone of action, where you have this extraordinary figure seen from the back, as beautiful as a sculpture, but undeniably a real person, posed in a way to suggest continuous movement. The faces of the two martyrs on the rack, this extraordinary power of one of the figures who is churning the wheel to put more pressure on them, stretching them out. And look at the way he strains with his muscles. And then finally the figure bending down, blowing to heat up the flames with the iron rod in it.
Valentin confronts us with the pathos of this story by conveying the brutality of the martyrs' deaths in excruciating detail. He also presents conflicting views, as if inviting our own. There is the compassion of the woman on the far left, who urges the prisoners not to give up their faith. Valentin juxtaposes this against the indifference of the soldier on the far right, a man who was, until recently, the martyr's comrade in arms. It's a psychologically complex scene, and Valentin's particular gift is being able to drop us, the viewer, into the center of the emotional tangle.
This is part of his larger ambition, which is to give pictures a living reality for us, a physical presence, a fragment of a continuous action, a window onto a moment in reality. What Valentin is very good at is identifying that vein of life and getting to it authentically with a visual language that is marvelously accomplished. It's one of the reasons I think these pictures resonate with us so strongly. And this is really one of the hallmarks of his greatness.